This Nazi Daf Samach Vav, 14 lines from the bottom of Daf Samach Hey on the base, and we begin the last Daf of Masechtas Nazir at the new Mishnah. Let's begin with Akdama. As we know, a male could become a Zav, and a female could become a Zavah, and although there are similarities between a male who is a Zav and a woman who is a Zavah, however, there are also many differences. The first part of the Mishnah will focus on a Zav, and we will mention some basic dinim in order to understand our Mishnah, which is also a Mishnah in Perek Beis of Masechtas Zavim. Number one, a man that has a specific type of a discharge is Tamei Zav and has a din of an Avat Tumah. Now, if he only had one discharge, then he has a similar din as a Balkari and he can immediately go to the mikvah and he will be tar once he has Harav Shemesh. Number two, if he has a second discharge, either on the same day or the next day, at that point he will be Tamei for 7 days and he requires Shiva Nakiyim and he would be Matamei B'mishkav U'Vayshav. And finally, if he has a third discharge, either on the same day or the following day, he would not only need Zayin Nakiyim, but he would also bring a carbon on day number 8. Number 3, as we will see, the din of Zav by a man will only apply if the discharge happens in the normal course of his regular day-to-day life. But if he has this Ria through an oinus or because he was sick, it would not necessarily be considered a Ria Zav. And this din is learned by the fact that the Torah states in Pasha Mitzrayah, Ish Ish Ki Yi Zav Mi Besarei Zav Vay Tamehu, and we learn out, Mi Besarei V'loi Machmas Einsai. And as we will see, although this is true, B'negate a second discharge, as at that point he becomes a Zav, and he is Tami for 7 days and he needs Shiva Nakiyim. However, Benegei, his first discharge, and since at that point his Tumah is similar to a Balkari, to someone that had a discharge of Shechva Zera, even if that discharge happened by Oinis, he would still be considered Tami, and he would have to go to the Mikvah, and in order to become Tar, he would have to wait for Harav Shemesh, just like someone that became a Balkari. The same is true for the third discharge, as since he already became Tami as a Zav, and he already has to wait for Shiva Nakiyim, therefore, at the time that he has his third discharge, even if it would be ba'inis, the din would be that he would be chayiv a carbon. Keep in mind that if Reuven had a discharge of Zoiv, and that was the first time that he had any discharge, then although we stated that he would be considered Tamei, just like he had a discharge of Shechva Zera, and he would be considered a Balkari, and even if his first discharge was ba'inis, and his second discharge was not ba'inis, then it would be considered that he already had two discharges of Tumah, and he would be Tamei for 7 days, and he would need Shiva Nakiyim. However, the Mishnah Masechtas Zavim tells us specifically that if his first discharge was ba'inis and the second discharge was not ba'inis, even though he has a third discharge, he would not be chayiv to bring a carbon. And the only way that he could be chayiv to bring a carbon is if the first as well as the second discharge was not ba'inis. And at that point, once he had a third discharge, even if that discharge was ba'inis, then he would be chayiv a carbon, as we explained. Now, our Mishnah begins, B'shiva drachim ba'ikin sezav achle nizkak laziva, as long as the zav did not yet reach the stage that he was already considered a zav, at which point he would be tummy for 7 days and he would be required to have Shiva Nakiyim, then in order to determine if that flow and that discharge had the power to be metamehim, we must investigate in order to determine if his discharge was considered an oinus, and if it was considered oinus, it would not be counted as one of the riyazayiv, and although we stated that the first riyazayiv is counted even if it came by oinus, that is only benegayah the din of tumah and benegayah the fact that he would be tummy as if he discharged Shechva Zera, and he would be considered a Balkari. However, b'negei l'chiyav of bringing a carbon, the only way that the first or second discharge can be counted is only if it was zav b'bisarai and v'loi ba'insai. And if this discharge happened ba'inis, then neither the first or the second discharge would count towards his count of bringing a carbon, and the only way to bring a carbon is if the first and second discharge happen in normal fashion, and therefore once he has a third discharge, even if that third discharge will be ba'inis, at that point he would be chayav to bring a carbon. And the Mishnah continues, what are the 7 different bedikas and what are the ways that we investigate? The Michael of the Mishnah, we check out what he ate and what he drank beforehand, as if he ate a lot or he drank a lot, or he ate or drank specific items which are listed in Masechtas Yuma and Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph, then we would say that the reason why he had this discharge is based on an external factor, and therefore it wouldn't count towards his din and mozav. The Mishnah continues with factor number 3, b'masa, and we check out if he carried a very heavy package, or v'kvitza, or if he jumped very high, or v'chayli, or if he was sick, uvimara, or if immediately prior to this discharge he looked at a woman, and even though he was mahara, uvihira, or he had hira of a woman, even though he actually did not see a woman, if we investigate and we find out that any of these things occurred prior to him becoming a zav, then that discharge would not be counted towards his kabanais, and he would not become a zav gadol, he would not be tummy for 7 days, and would not need shiva nakiyim. Taisa says, b'mara, shira ishvi isha niskakin zelazeh, it's not that he actually just gazed at a woman, but he actually saw a man man and woman were having relations with each other. And Mefarish explains that this has nothing to do with looking at a woman or looking at a couple that are having relations. As it was married, Mefarish says, Shirah Shade, they saw a shade, Oidava Acher, or he saw something else which was scary, Nifcha Mech Masai, Bahave Oinis, and he became frightened because of that, and that could cause him to have a discharge. The Mishnah continues, Mishnah Laziva, once he already had two discharges, and therefore he's tummy for 7 days, and he needs Shivanakim. So the Mishnah teaches us from that point forward, in Baiknaisai, we don't go and investigate how he became Izav and how the discharge happened, as even if the discharge happened by Inis, we would consider it a discharge, and therefore he would be Chayav a carbon. In addition, this would also have ramifications, Benegei Shivanakim, as if during the Shivanakim he had a discharge by Inis, it would still be Mevatel and be Seisa all of the previous days that he counted towards his Shivanakim, and he would have to restart his Shivanakim, even though this discharge happened by Inis. The Mishnah continues and tells us three dinim that are going to be relevant to the din of a person who already was Nizkak Laziva and is already Tameh for 7 days. And as the Mishnah states, Oinsei Vespeka Vishikha Zare Tmeim, that in the case where he had a discharge by Inis, which is the case that we brought in the first part of the Mishnah, then the din is regarding his third or any subsequent discharge, then it would be considered Tameh, and the same would apply to Sveka and Shikha Zare, and the Gemara will explain exactly what the Mishnah means when it talks about a case of Sveka and Shikha Zare. And the Mishnah explains, the reason once Mishniska Gziva, the Ein Boitkin, and also that Sveka and Shikha Zare is Tmeim, is because it actually makes a lot of sense that since he already is a Zav, and therefore we know that he's a person that has these discharges, so therefore by the third time already, so we say that it must be that it was based on a regular occurrence, and it wasn't based on some sort of Inus, and that's why we don't have to investigate, as even if we find out that one of these things already occurred, we will not say that the reason for his discharge is based on Inus, and it makes sense that we will be titled his discharge on a regular occurrence, since he already showed that he's a person that has these discharges on a regular basis, and we will not be titled that the reason why he had this discharge is based on him eating or drinking a lot, or any of the other Inusim that we mentioned at the beginning of the Mishnah. And once again, since we mentioned Shereglayim Ladova, therefore we bring down this Mishnah in Masechtas Nazir, even though this Mishnah is stated in its proper place in Masechtas Zavim as well. And the Mishnah continues and brings down another situation where the Mishnah will also use the term Shereglayim Ladova, and the Mishnah continues, Hamakas Chaveri, if someone hits his friend, Vamdul Misa, and the doctors assess that this person likely will die, Vahakal Mimashahaya, and his condition then improved, and doctors actually reevaluated, and they said he potentially will live, and then he got worse, and then he ultimately died, Chayiv, then the Tanakhama states that we consider that Reuven killed Shimon, and therefore Reuven would be Chayiv Misa. However, Rabbi Nechemia argues on the Tanakhama, and he says that Potter, as Shereglayim Ladova, by the fact that his condition improved somewhat, where doctors thought that he would be able to live, so therefore we see that the reason why he died is not based on the injury that Reuven gave to him, but it's based on some external factor. And we begin the Gemara, Minani Mili, the Gemara asks that how do we know that we should be Mechalik between the first and second Rias versus the third Ria, and that there is no need for Bedika by the third Ria, and even if he has a Ria Bo'inis, then the third Ria would count towards his Chiyav of carbon, and he'd be Chiyav of carbon. The Gemara continues, Amr Abnasin, Rav Nasin answers, Amr Kra, the last Pasuk in Pasuk Mitzrayah states, V'azov V'zevai La'zachol L'keva, and therefore we learn out that since it says the Lashon Zov twice, as it says V'azov Ezevai, we learn that the din that stated B'negei Ezov of Mibisari V'loi Ba'intai only applies to the first two Rias. However, B'negei the third Ria, the Pasuk says La'zachol L'keva, that we make a comparison between a male and a female, and just like we know that even if a woman has a Rias Dam Ba'intai, that it's still counted towards her Zava periods, and there's no din of Mibisara V'loi Mibintza, and therefore B'negei the third Ria by a male, the same din applies, that even if it's Ba'intai, that this third discharge would still count towards his period of Zivas, and he would have to bring a carbon. And as the Gemara says, L'Ria Shlishis Iskushlun Keva, that for the Ria Shlishis, then we are Makish, a male to a female. The way we just learned the Gemara is based on Shitas Taisis, and the Rush learns this Limud as follows, that when it says Hazav, it's referring to one Ria, Zoivai is referring to the second discharge, and then it says La Zacha, that as long as you had only two discharges, then you have the din of a Zacha, that is the din of Mibisarai V'loim Ba'intai. However, once you go into the third Ria, then that's Lina Keva, it has a din, just like in a Keva, that discharge still counts, even though it was Ba'inis. And the Gemara continues that although our Mishnah stated that a discharge Ba'inis doesn't count for the first or second Ria, and only counts for the third and subsequent Rias, however, Rabbi Leza argues on our Mishnah, and Rabbi Leza holds that even if the third Ria was Ba'inis, Kainis, we would not be chayiv to bring a carbon, and the only time we actually reckon with any Ria that was Be'inis is only for any subsequent Ria when it's in regard to Shivan Akiyim. And for example, if Reuben already had three Rias that were not Be'inis, and he's now tummy for 7 days, and he was required to have Shivan Akiyim, and during those Shivan Akiyim, he had a Ria that was Be'inis, that would still break the Shivan Akiyim, and he would be so all the days that he already counted, and he would have to restart his days of Shivan Akiyim. And the Gemara will now ask that L'chaira, this Makar of Rab Nassin only works L'fi our Mishnah, but what would be the Makar of Rab Elezer? And as the Gemara brings down the Sheet of Rab Elezer, V'atanya, we learned to the Braisa, Rab Elezer Imer, Rab Elezer states, Bashlishis Beit Ganesai, that even by the third Ria, you have to investigate to see if it was Ba'inis, as if it was Ba'inis, you would not be Chayiv a carbon, Bervias Ein Beit Ganesai, and the only time that we don't investigate is only by the Rias for the Shivan Akiyim, as if he had a discharge during that period of time, even if it was Ba'inis, it would still be considered a Stira, who is Shivan Akiyim, and what is the Makar? And the Gemara responds, El Be'esim Kamifli, the Machlek is between our Mishnah and the Shita Rebbe Leza, is in the word S, as Rebbe Leza Darish Arsim, Rebbe Leza Dashin is the word S, since the Pasuk says, Vazav Ezoivai, so we already have three words and three inclusions, and therefore we see that during the first three Rias, the din is that if it would be Ba'inis, it would not be counted, since the discharge was only Ba'inis, and the only time that the discharge counts, even though it was Ba'inis, was only Lazachon and Keva, only once you have your fourth discharge. However, Rabbanon lay Darshi Esim. However, since Rabbanon don't dash in the word S, therefore when it says Vazav Ezoivai, we only count two discharges. That's why even if the third discharge was Ba'inis, it would still count, and he would be chayav to bring a carbon. The Mishnah mentioned three cases where there's a chumrah. Once it was niskak laziva. The first case of Ba'inis was very understandable, as that's referring back to the Reisha, as long as there's a discharge Ba'inis, it's not counted unless it's after you already became huskak laziva, and you already had two discharges, and therefore he was tummy for 7 days, and he already had a requirement to count Shivan Akiyim. However, the Mishnah brought also usveikai v'shich v'zarei, that tmeim and shiriglai l'madava, and the Mishnah did not explain what it refers to when it mentioned sveika in Sheikh Vizari. Continue on Daf Samach Vav Menalf, and Amrava, Rava comes to explain what does the term sveika mean on Mishnah. Loi teima safek chaza, safek loi chaza. Don't think that the pshat in sveika in our Mishnah is that there's a safek by the third Ria if he actually had a discharge or if he didn't have a discharge at all. As in that case, for certain he'll be tar, as Taisus and the Rush explain, and Ayin Be'achrenim, why would it be that he would be certainly tar? However, Rava continues and states, Elevadei chaza, the case in the Mishnah where we said Sveikai is talking about a situation where Reuven definitely saw a discharge for his third time. However, Safek Machbes Shich Vezera, Safek Machbes Ria, there was a question if the third discharge had Shich Vezera, which was mixed into it, or this discharge was a pure discharge and did not have any Shich Vezera, which was mixed into it. And what would it be the Nafkamina? So Tais brings down from the Gemara in Mesech Tiznida that Zivu de Psicha Be Shich Vezera, Loi Sasra El Yom Echad, that if someone has a discharge that has in it some Shich Vezera, then it only will be Saitza that specific day, just like Sheikh Vizera generally makes someone into a Balkari. They could go to the mikvah and just have Harav Shemesh on that same evening. So over here also, even though he had a discharge, but since it was Sheikh Vizera mixed up into it, although definitely this day cannot count towards the Shivan Akiyim, however, it's not Saitza any prior days they counted towards the Shivan Akiyim. However, Zivid Le Psicha Be Sheikh Vizera, Sasu Shiva, if you had a discharge, but didn't have any Sheikh Vizera mixed into it, then by having this discharge during your Shivan Akiyim, it would be Saisa any previous days that you counted towards the Shivan Akiyim, and it would have to restart counting 7 days towards the Shivan Akiyim. And Taisa explains, that the case over here was where Reuven found Shich Vezera as well as some sort of discharge on his Beged. He's not certain if each one came individually, and therefore it was pure Ziva, and it would be Saisa his 7 days. Or do we say that the Shich Vezera was actually mixed into the Ziva, and therefore it would only be Saisa that day, and he would not be able to count that day towards the Shivan Akiyim, but the rest of the days would still be valid. And the Gemara continues that it is in this case that we state Kivin Shiniska Klutuma Sveikai Tomei, that since he already had two Rias and now he has a third discharge, at this point, since he was already Niska Klutuma, so with Machman we say that Sveikai Tomei, and even though we're not sure and it's possible that Shich Vezera was mixed into this discharge, however, we're still going to be Saisa Shiva, and he would have to restart counting the full 7 days. And Ayin in the Rush at the bottom of the summit, where he brings a second pshat as to the pshat in the Gemara, which states that the suffix was if a suffix machmas shich vezera, suffix machmas ria, ayin sham. We now understand when the Mishnah stated, however, the Gemara now has has to explain what did the Mishnah mean when it said that Shechva Zari Tmeim causes the Reglaim Ladova, and the Gemara now continues and quotes from the Mishnah, Shechva Zari Tmeya, and the Gemara asks, Lamai, what is this referring to? And the Gemara states, Ilei Mulamaga, if you're going to tell me that if a Zav has a discharge of Shechva Zara, then if someone goes and touches that Shechva Zara, they will become Tame, Migar, Meshechva Zara the Torah. Every time someone touches Shechva Zara, even if that person was in a Zav, then that Shechva Zara is Mitame them, as we know that someone that touches Shechva Zara is Tame. Number one, it's not a Chiddush, and number two, it's definitely not a Chiddush to tell us that this only applies to a person who is Niskak Laziva. And the Gemara therefore says the Chiddush is El Azari Shel Zav Mitame Masa, the Shechva Zara of a person who was already Niskak Laziva and already had two Riyas will actually have this Chumrah that even though regular Shechva Zara is only Mitame B'maga, however, this Shechva Zara will even be Mitame B'masa, and even if you only carry the Shechva Zara and you never actually touch the Zara itself, you would be considered Tame. The Gemara continues and says, L'chari, this doesn't make sense to say that this is Pshat in our Mishnah, as Man Shamet L'Hod Oma Shechva Zara Shel Zav Mitame B'masa, who would be in Man Da'oma of our Mishnah, that would hold that the Shechva Zara of a confirmed Zav would be Mitame B'masa. And the Gemara states, Ilema Haitana, if you're going to say it's Rabbi Shua of the following Brisa, so the Tanya, as we learned in the Brisa, Rabbi Leza Imer, Rabbi Leza states, Shechva Zara Shel Zav ain't Mitame B'masa, that the Shechva Zara of a Zav is not Mitame B'masa, however, Rabbi Shua Imer Mitame B'masa, and Rabbi Shua holds that the Shechva Zara of a Zav is Mitame B'masa, and L'chari, it would seem that the Artan of our Mishnah would be Rabbi Shua, who holds that Shechva Zara of a Zav is Mitame B'masa, but L'maisa, Rabbi Shua gives a reason, L'fishi Efshala B'leitzich Sukh Ziva, that the reason why the Shechva Zara of a Zav is Mitame B'masa is because there's some sort of discharge inside the Shechva Zara, and therefore it's Tamei based on the fact that it has a discharge in it, and the discharge of Zivos is Mitame B'masa. And as the Gemara states, Afidu Rabbi Shua Lo Yoma, Elam Shum Tzich Sukh Ziva, that even Rabbi Shua only said that Shechva Zara is Mitame is because it has some parts of it that are the liquid of a Ziva. Avo Be'ini Lo Yoma, Rabbi Shua clearly never stated that the pure Shechva Zara of a Zav would be Mitame B'masa, and therefore the Tan of our Mishnah can't be Rabbi Shua, because our Mishnah was Mashma that the reason why this would be Tame is based on the fact that it's pure Shechva Zara, as our Mishnah stated, Shechva Zara Tmeya, and it's Mashma, even if it's pure Shechva Zara, this din would apply, and L'chari Rabbi Shua's din only applies if it's Shechva Zara that has some sort of discharge that's mixed together with it. Even though the Gemara does not yet find a Tana that this could work out according to, however, the end of the Gemara will come out that it actually is the Pshat of Mishnah, and we will ultimately find two Tanayim, the Tanakama as well as Rabbi Yasi, and they not only will argue on Rabbi Leza, but they also will argue on Rabbi Shua, and they will say that pure Shechva Zara of a Zav is Mitame Masa, even if it's not mixed together with any other discharge. Prior to coming back to this point, the Gemara tries another Pshat as to what the Mishnah meant when it stated Shechva Zare Tmeya, and the Gemara says as follows, Elam Rabbi Adi Bar Hava. Rabbi Adi Bar Hava tries to explain Loima She'ein Toilim Ba, and in order to understand what Rabbi Adi Bar Hava is teaching us, you have to understand one point, that if prior to Reuven's second discharge, he actually has a discharge of Shechva Zara, and the discharge of Zivas happened within a 24-hour period from his prior discharge of Shechva Zara, then we say that the reason why he had a discharge of Zivas was not because it was a healthy Zivas, but this is actually another case of an Oinus, as the reason why he had a discharge of Ziva was because he previously had a discharge of Shechva Zara, and that weakened his body, and that's why he had a discharge of Zivas. And based on this din, Rav Adi Bar Hava wants to tell us that this is Pshat in our Mishnah, that when the Mishnah stated Shechva Zara is Tmeya, that it's teaching us that once Reuven is already Niskak L'Ziva, and he has his third discharge, then even though he had a discharge of Shechva Zara right before he had a discharge of Zivas, we're not going to be toiled and say that the reason why he had the Zivas is based on an Oinus, and based on the fact that he was weakened by having a discharge of Shechva Zara right beforehand, but we will say that the reason why he had this discharge is based on normal occurrence, since there's Reglaim L'Dova, since he already had two discharges before this point. And Gemara continues, Sover HaPapa Kameh D'Rav L'Meimah, when HaPapa was trying to understand the words of Rav Adi Bar Hava, he said that the Pshat in Rav Adi Bar Hava must be the reason why we could be mechalik between the first and second discharges and the third discharge, and we would say that although by the first and second discharges, if you had a discharge of Shechva Zara first, and then you had your discharge, it would not be counted, while if you had a discharge of Shechva Zara prior to the discharge of Zivas by your third discharge, then that would be counted. It must be based on the Svara that we already mentioned, that Aydi Chulsha Hu Dechazi, that the reason why a person saw the first two discharges was because he was weakened from having a discharge of Shechva Zara, and we don't apply that Svara once a person was Niskak L'Ziva, just like we didn't apply the Din of Oinus to a person that was already Niskak L'Ziva. Gemara now continues, Amalei Rav Rava, so Rava responded back to Rav Papa, it's impossible that this svara is correct. And the reason why, if someone had a discharge of Shechva Zera within a 24-hour period prior to a discharge of Zivas, this would also be included in the Pasuk of Mibisare Loi Ma'insai, as he must have been weakened, and that's why he had a discharge of Zivas. This svara would not work out in the Mishnah Masechta Zavim and Parak Beis Pasuk Gibel, because Vatnan, we learned in that Mishnah that in the case of a Ger, where there's a person that's about to become a Ger, Shirah Keri, and he became a Balkari prior to becoming a Ger, and of course a Goy does become Tummy from coming into contact with Shechva Zera or having a discharge of Shechva Zera, and then Viniskaya, within 24 hours, he was Miskaya, Mitame Miyad Beziva, immediately if he had a discharge of Zivas, he would be considered Tummy Zav. And Rava therefore asked Rav Papa that if your Svar is correct, then why should the Ger be different if Lachari it's based on Metzias, and therefore since he was a Balkari before he became a Ger, so even though he's not Tame as a Balkari, but ultimately he had a discharge of Shechva Zera which weakened his body, and therefore we should be toila that his first discharge as a Jew of Zivas is actually a discharge that was Ba'inus, and he should not be considered Tame. We would be Gerus like the Rush as well as the other Rishonim, Va'amai, Va'in L'Chachayli Gadol Mezeh, and as the Rush explains, Mali Yisrael, Mali Ger, what is the difference if he was a Yisrael or if he was a Ger? Adrabba, Tvei Chol She'ika B'Ger, that is more of a weakness by a Ger at this point, She'ichlis Atzmi L'Daig Samitzvah, because at this point he took on himself the oil mitzvahs. And therefore, certainly, if it's based on weakness, then the ger is definitely weaker than a regular person that had a discharge of Shechva Zera, and therefore he should not be tamei and should not be considered a zivus. Therefore, Rava proves from this din of ger that it must be that it's not based on svara, and the din that if someone actually has a discharge after they had a discharge of Shechva Zera that they're not considered tamei has nothing to do with weakness, but it has to do with the Xeris HaKasav, and therefore it can't be that the Pshat Mishnah is as Rav Adar Bahava explained, as there should be no chiluk between a case where a person had a previous discharge of Shechva Zera within 24 hours of his next discharge of Zivas during his first or second discharge where he was not Niskak L'Ziva, and when he had this discharge on the third time when he was already Niskak L'Ziva. Zalchurid is a flat Xeris HaKasav that teaches us that any time a person had a discharge of Shechva Zera and then they had a discharge of Zivas, that Zivas would not count at all, even though clearly there's a chiluk between a Yisrael and a Ger. However, the Rush explains that that's based on the actual Xeris HaKasav, that the Torah teaches that this din is only applicable if a person became Tamei based on the fact that they had a discharge of Shechva Zera, and then if you have a discharge of Zivas, that would not be Metamei you. However, if a person was not Tamei based on having a discharge of Shechva Zera, for example, by a Ger, because at the time he had a discharge of Shechva Zera, he was still a Goy, and a Goy is not the Pasha of Tumah and not in the Pasha of becoming a Balkari, and therefore, even though the Ger now has a discharge of Zivas within a 24-hour period of having a discharge of Shechva Zera, that can still be metami him because the Shechva Zera did not cause him to become Tamei. Therefore, at this point in the Gemara does not have an explanation as to what the Mishnah meant that Shechva Zera Tmeya wants to Niskak L'Ziva. And prior to continuing, let's just point out 2 points. Number one, the Mishnah in Masechta Zavim that states Ger Shara Keri V'Nisgaya, it calls this person a Ger, even though at that point he was still a Goy. And because of this question, some agrees in that Mishnah, Goy Shara Keri V'Nisgaya. However, we have spoken about this many times, and we saw this many times in Shas, even though prior to becoming a Ger, this person is a Goy. However, the Gemara calls him a Ger Shenizgaya, and some explain that's because any Ger that was eventually going to be in Nizgaya was at Har Sinai, and therefore he was ultimately always going to become a Yid. That's why the Gemara still calls him a Ger, even though at that point he was still a Goy. Number two, the Rosh on Samach Vavam Bey states that in the Mishnah that we brought of Ger Shirakari Beniskaya, that we said the dinner is Mitam Beziva, Zok the Rosh, Uvtaisis Bukala Beniskaya Mal. We're talking about a case where this person who was a Ger was already Mal, the Lavachi, because if he was not Mal, calls Manshim and Star, Machmas Amila, so at all points that he's still Bitsar because of the Mila, he's still sick, ain't Mitam Beziva, he would definitely not be Mitam Beziva, because that would be one of the Choylim, and he would be considered Oinus, Ayin in Rosh. And the Gemara continues and states that the Pshanah Mishnah, where we stated that Shifa Sari Tmeya, is exactly as we said originally, that Zari shows up, Mitame Bamasa, that the Chiddush of the Mishnah is that once a person is Niskak L'Ziva, any of his Shechva Zera would be Metame B'Masa. And even though the Gemara asked that L'Chayra, we can't find a Tana that holds that way. However, the Gemara now states, El Tanoi, that there actually is a Machlekes Tanoim. And even though Rebbe Elezer Rebbe Shua certainly stated that pure Shechva Zera cannot be Metame B'Masa, however, we will now see in a Braisa that we will find two Tanoim that hold that if a Zov has a discharge of Shechva Zera, that Shechva Zera could be Metame B'Masa as long as at that point he was already Niskak L'Ziva. And the Gemara brings down the Tanya as we learned the Braisa, Shechva Zera Shozov, Metame B'Masa, Kol Me'is La'is, the Tanakama holds that as long as a person person became a Zav, and immediately thereafter, within the 24-hour period, he was Pilot Shechva Zera, and he discharged Shechva Zera, then that Shechva Zera would be Matam V'Masa. And the Braisa continues, Rabbi Yesi Oimei Yoimei, and although Rabbi Yesi is Chaylik on the Tanakama, however, Rabbi Yesi also agrees to the Tanakama that Shechva Zera of a Zav is Matam V'Masa. However, he holds that it's not Matam V'Masa for a 24-hour period after the Zav had a discharge of Zivus, and the Shechva Zera of a Zav is only Matam V'Masa if he discharged Shechva Zera on the same day of his discharge of Zivus. And therefore, the Gemara comes out that when the Mishnah stated Shechva Zera Tmeya, if there was a man who was Niskak Laziva, then his Shechva Zera would be Matame. That is teaching us this din of the Tanakama Rabbi Yesi, that the Shechva Zera of his Zava will be Matame either within the 24-hour period, as the Tanakama stated, or on the same day, as Rabbi Yesi stated. And the Gemara now explains, Maika Mifkli B'Dishmuel, that the Machlekes between the Tanakama Rabbi Yesi is based on this question of Shmuel, the Shmuel Rami, because Shmuel asked the following stira, as Ksiv, it states in Pashki Tzeitze, when it talks about Shechva Zera, Kiyir Becha Isha Shelo Yiyata Mikri Laila, V'yotza Mechutzal Machna, Lo Yove Yotecha Machna. And the mashpais of this pasuk is that when we had a person that was Ashelo Yiyatar, that at that point he was already not tar, because he already had a discharge of Zivas, and then Mikri Laila, and he then had another discharge of Shechva Zera, which came at night, and therefore we see that the pasuk is telling you that even though this person was a Zav, and he already was Niskak Laziva, and he already was Tamei Shiva, the Torah is being mechadish to us that any discharge would have the same din of Zivas, and it would be Matama B'masa. And as Rishayim explained, it can't be that this pasuk is talking about someone that had his first discharge, as at that point he's not considered as a Zav, and at that point he's no different than a Balkari, and therefore it must be talking about a case where the person was already a Zav, Bal Shtei Rias. Shmuel asked the stira because Viksiv, and the next pasuk in Pashat Ki Seitz it states, V'hoyo Lifnois Erev, Yirchatz B'mayim, U'chavaya Shemesh, Yovel Techa Machna. And Mefarash explains that since the word Lifnois Erev is a double Lashon, as the word Erev means evening, and the word Lifnois also means evening, as the pasuk says, Ki Pon HaYoyim, therefore it's as if the pasuk states, May Erev Ad Erev, that you have a full 24-hour period in which the Shechva Zera would have a din of the Zavus, and it would be Matama B'masa. And L'chayud is a stereo between the two psukim. From the first pasuk is mashma that the Shechva Zera Shazav is only Matama B'masa for that entire day and not for a 24-hour period. However, from the next pasuk which says Lifnois Erev, it's mashma that it's going to be Tamei B'masa for a 24-hour period. Therefore, the Gemara explains, Manda Amma Me'isla Eis, that according to Tanakama that says that it would be Tamei B'masa for a period of 24 hours, Daik Lifnois Erev, he learns from the second pasuk. Be'idach, however, Rabbi Yesi that learns that it's only for that day and not for a 24-hour period, Daik Mikri Laila, he learns his din from the pasuk that states Mikri Laila. And the Gemara now asks, Manda Amma Lifnois Erev, according to the Tanakama that learns that you have a 24-hour period with Shechva Zera would be Matama B'masa, what does he do with the words of Mikri Laila on Malay? So the Tanakhama responds, Ochadakari Lamasu B'Laila, it's just telling us the Metzias, the standard is that a person would generally become a Balkari at night, and Dibra Kasa B'Hoiva, we find in many cases that the Torah talks about a standard case, and the standard is that a person generally has B at night, and therefore becomes Tame as a Balkari in the evening. The Gemara doesn't ask what Rabbi Yesi would do with the Pasuk of Lifnois Erev, as it brings down that he uses it as the Sefri Dashans, the Kari Paita Ziva Shalachrea, called Me'isla Eis, and this is the din that we had previously, that if someone is a Balkari, and then within a 24-hour period, he has a discharge of Zivas, that we do not consider that discharge of Zivas as a discharge of Tumah. And we continue with the last Mishnah in Masechtas Nazir, and this Mishnah takes us back to the Dinim of Naziris, and the Mishnah brings a Machlekes, as the Mishnah begins, Nazir HaYashmuel Kedivri Rabbi Nerai, that Rabbi Nerai holds that Shmuel was a Nazir, and the Nafkamina would be, if someone states, Harei Ani Kishmuel, would he be considered a Nazir or not? And Rabbi Nerai brings a Pasuk that states by Tfilas Chana, Shenema, as it says in the Pasuk in Shmuel, Umayri La Yalra Reshai, Chana stated, Batida Neda Batayma Hashem Tzavaka Yisim Ra Tira Ba'oni Yamasecha, Uz Ratani V'lei Sishkach Hasamasecha, V'nesata La Maskel Zera Anoshim, V'nesata La Shem Koli Mechayav, Umayri La Yalra Reshai. Rabbi Nerai said that this means that he will not have a razor that goes on his head, and he will be Nazir his entire life. And he brings a Raya from the story of Shimshon, as Nem Shimshon, it says, B'negei Shimshon Umayra, as the Pasuk in Shaitim states, Kihina Chara V'yalat Bein, Umayra La Yalra Reshai, Kinezir La Kim Yia Hanam In Abotan, V'yach La Yishir Es Yisrael Miad Polishtim. And therefore we see clearly that B'negei Shimshon, that word of Umayra, definitely means that a razor will not go on his head, B'nem B'shmuel Umayra, and since it uses the same term, B'negei Shmuel, Ma Umayra Amur B'Shimshon Nazir, Af Umayra Amur B'Shmuel Nazir, therefore both terms are referring to the fact that they are Nazirim, and certainly B'negei Shimshon he was a Nazir, and Zachar Amnirai, therefore I have a raya that Shmuel was also a Nazir. And Amr Rabbi Yesi, however, Rabbi Yesi argues, and he states, V'aloi Imayra El What Chana was davening for is that Shmuel should be a person that will not be scared of anyone except HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he will not have fear of any person, and he will do what is proper. Basically, hold the word Meira is not a lashon of a razor, but a Meira lo yala reisha means that the fear of a person should not enter his head. And Amar le Rabbi Nehorai, so Rabbi Nehorai responds back to Rabbi Yasi, v'aloi kfar nema, but the pasuk of Shmuel states, v'yayim Shmuel eich eilach v'shama Shmuel v'argeni, that we see that Shmuel was scared to go and anoint David. He was scared of a person, and he was scared that Shaul will kill him. Therefore, zok Rabbi Nehorai to Rabbi Yasi, shekfar hoya lo Meira shel bas of dam, we see that this tefillah did not work, and he did have fear of a bas of dam, and therefore it can't be that this was what Chanan was saying, and must be that what Chanan was saying is that Shmuel will be a Nazir, and therefore a razor will not pass over his head. The Gemara begins, Amalei Rav L'Chia Brei, Rav said to his son Chia, and we continue on Daf Samach Vav and Beis, Chatei for Baruch, anytime you have the opportunity to bench Birchas HaMazon and take the Kos of Yayin and make a bracha at the end of Bayer Pri HaGafen, you should be the one to lead the Zimun. And V'chein Amalei Rav Huna L'Rav Brei, and Rav Huna told the same to his son Rabba, Chatei for Baruch, you should chap a Rayin, you should always try to be the one who leads the Zimun, and therefore you'll be able to make the Bayer Pri HaGafen. And the Gemara therefore asked, L'meimun and Mavarach Adav, are you telling me that it's better to make a bracha than to answer amen? V'atanya, but we learned to the Braisa, Rabbi Yasi states, Gadol ha'ina amen, yosim and avarach, that the ones who answer amen have a greater schusim than the one who actually makes the bracha. V'amalei Rabbi Nehorai, and Rabbi Nehorai responded back to Rabbi Yasi, Hashemayim kachu, I swear that you're correct, teidal bring a raya, sherei gulayim miskarim b'mechama, when an army goes to war, the first troops that go to fight are the regular troops who are weaker and lower ranking, and only after the lower ranking soldiers go to war over Gabarim Neitzchen, and only afterwards do the strong soldiers and the cavalry come and they complete the war, as Taisa says, V'shem Nitzchel al-Muchama al-Prashim ha-Gemrim. When people discuss the victory, they always talk about these great people that were victorious, and they talk about the Prashim who completed the war, and therefore we see that in a mitzvah nikra, El Hashem Gomrai. Therefore it seems to be better to be the one who says Amen than to actually make the bracha, and therefore why Rav and Rav Huna give this etzah to their children? And the Gemara answers, Tanayi, Inechanami, it's Machlekes Tanayim, and Rav and Rav Huna held by the following braisa, the Tanya, as we learned to the braisa, the pasuk tells us, God Hashem iti, a person should make a bracha, and then everyone else will respond amen, and therefore they'll join together and be meroim makadosh baruch hu. The mashmais of the pasuk is that there's equivalence between the one who makes the bracha and the people who are answering amen. Ella shemarin l'mavarach tchila. However, as Taisa points out, that we give scha to the one who makes the bracha first, and therefore both Rav and Rav Huna told their children chatayfu baruch in order to make sure that they chaparayin the scha. And even though this Gemara doesn't seem to have any connection to our Mishnah, however, in our Mishnah we had a machlokes between Rabbi Nehorai and Rabbi Yasi. This Gemara also discusses a conversation between Rabbi Yasi and Rabbi Nehorai. Masechta ends off the same way it ends off in Masechta's Brachas Yevamis and Nazir increases. And the Gemara states, Amar Belazar, Amar Mechnina. Rabbi Belazar says, Name Rabbi Mechnina, Talmid Chacham Mabim Shalom Ba'ilam. Talmid Chacham caused an increase of Shalom in the world. Shenem, as the pasuk says in Yeshaya, the Chol Benayach Lemude Hashem V'Rav Shalom Benayach. And we learn Atikri Benayach that this pasuk is not talking about people's children, but it's talking about the builders of the world, which is referring to the Talmid Chachamim, and Talmid Chachamim increased Shalom in this world. We have now ended three Masechtas with this Gemara, Brachas Yevamis and Nazir, and we should also be Zeicha to finish Masechtas Krisis with the same Remar, Hadron Lach HaKutim Ein Lam Nazir, so Slik Lam Masechtas Nazir, Hadron Lach HaKutim Ein Lam Nazir, so Slik Lam Masechtas Nazir, Hadron Lach HaKutim Ein Lam Nazir, so Slik Lam Masechtas Nazir, and we will stop over here.